a chat there at some point. But I hear something. What are you doing with those two microphones?
I'm bringing stereo sound.
You are bringing. Okay, is that you? Were you planning on that? I mean, were you planning to say that you're bringing stereo sound? Because you're so quick. You're so quick with this radio DJ.
I'm very quick in many things. So if you are listening right now with the appropriate stereo system, you may be overwhelmed.
Wow, you are tripping some kids out there big time.
I'm hurting some ears.
No.
You know my agenda most of the time. Anyways.
Yeah. What do you got for us coming up?
The main profile tonight is going to be looking at the English easy listening composer John Schroeder. But in lieu of the news of Friday, what happened to Adam Yauch, MCA, Beastie Boys, we're going to be kicking up some wonderful sort of like New York hardcore / rap / funk / all that.
Dude, you're going to Paul's, is that Paul's Boutique?
Is
that
this actually mean? This is the Intergalactic single.
Oh.
It's a great little B-side called Peanut Butter and Jelly. But otherwise, yeah, we're going to go all the way back to like Cookie Puss, Egg Raid on Mojo, and then, yeah.
Awesome.
License to Ill.
Their early punk rock stuff, I was like such a huge fan of. And still, it's some of the best punk rock.
It is, yeah.
You know, from that time, that era. And to jump so beautifully from punk rock into hip-hop.
Yeah, it just sort of merged fantastically. You think about like Ill Communication, where they're playing live and then mixing everything up as well, too. It's just astonishing. Even Paul's Boutique, I was reading about it, and MCA is actually playing bass on half those songs, which like... You think it's like the Dust Brothers total sample fest that way, but no. They're playing some live stuff.
Well, that's
awesome.
I'm really glad that I called you in here to tell me that, because I listen to your show on the way home every day, and I'm going to be really excited. I'm going to pump it big time.
Good.
I'm really excited. So stay tuned for Explode and Head Movies with Yak, and he's got a great Beastie Boys show coming up, and all sorts of other goodies throwing in on there. So thank you for coming in there, and then... I got about 7 minutes left. I think I'm kind of done my my little spiel here. But what do I got? I've got a song called "Animal Shelter" by Major Matt Mason. That's off the "Call It What You Want." This is Anti-Folk album, and then I'll probably end it with an Elliott Smith tune, 2:45 a.m. So I might not be back. So if not. Tune in next week. You've got about 7 minutes to get Melvin's tickets. You can call in at 604-822-2487. At least you got 7 minutes to get them from me. I don't know if Gak's giving them away, but I certainly am. And also, if you want to go tomorrow to the, what is it called? The Vinyl Mania film. And you can call in as well at 604-822-2487. And so this is... Major Matt Mason, USA. You listen to Sore Throats Clapping Hands on CITR 101.9 FM.
There's a lady on the train, and there's graffiti in the glass, like a high-8 film projector as the subway cars go past. The train is going uptown, mine is going down. Second private screening of an angel underground. So maybe she will take me to where the pets run free, where the dogs and cats and gerbils are just animals like me. We could build a window where everyone could see. Simply let them be. Maybe we could get married. So
I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now!, daily grassroots global unembedded international independent news hour. And this is CITR 101.9 FM.
This is Sir Reginald Wainsmere, composer of the film Too Many Tuesdays. You can hear my music and much more on Exploding Head Movies, Mondays at 7:30 on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Our evening began in Peter Seychelles' comfortable study in his New York townhouse, where the candlelight was just right, the hi-fi was in the background, and the wine was delicious.
Naturally, I'll say it's the wine.
Mmm, it does go well with the chicken.
Delicious again, Peter.
What you gonna play now? Bobby, I don't know. But whatsoever I play, it's got to be funky.
Okay.
Come on, drummer. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be fucking around.
Fucking music.
one.
I think he's going to cut.
Broadcasting right now, it seems like, of just the left channel here. So, for those of you with a broken car, don't bother pounding on that speaker there. We'll try to figure out what to do, how to rescue this shortly here. Anyways, we heard Roger Mills there with the opening from the French producer's self-released album, The Man with Dusty Fingers. And Miles Hales from France also does some video editing along with his hip-hop work. And Dusty Fingers refers to what the Beat Collecting compilations that take breaks from old funk records. After all, the crate heads just went through waves of records and discount areas that haven't been touched in years. So welcome to yet another fantastic episode of Exploding Head Movies here. This is your cinematically inspired program broadcast on UBC's dutiful little radio station, CITR 101.9 FM 88.5 Shaw Cable, and to the rest of the world in the known universe here at www.citr.ca. Everything should be coming in loud and clear. My name's Gak, and I'll be stir-frying you in my walk until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So as I mentioned during Rob's show, so through his clapping hands, we'll take a look at the English composer and arranger John Schroeder, mixing some of his own works with some numerous easy-listening covers of film music. But this episode must start with a bit of tip of the toque. A sad note here to one of the Beastie Boys. As a director, he was known as Nathaniel Hornblower. To his parents, he was known as Amniok, but we knew him as MCA. And he passed away this Friday due to cancer of the parotid gland, just at the age of 47. The show started off with one of the interludes from 1992's Check Your Head. It was called The Blue Nun, named after the winery run by the late Peter Sichel. And actually samples Sichel's own spoken word record on wine, how to select and serve. And in the background, this is organist Reuben Wilson, with his jazzy take on Brass Monkey. And that's off his 2004 tribute album, Boogaloo, to the Beastie Boys. And why don't we just get into the music? I'll talk about the introduction to them later. And back in the day when there were a four-piece, Ad Rock, Mike DMCA, and Kate Schellenbach, who we know better as the drummer from Luscious Jackson. They had access to one of MCA's father's connections, so they managed to get into a studio where they started playing around with some of the music. And they managed to record a prank call to the Carvel Ice Cake Company, along with some pretty horrific scratching of a Steve Martin record. But this became an early hip-hop classic and actually helped them get on air and actually got them on the way to the Def Jam. So originally this was the title track to their 1983 EP, but this also appears on their 1994 compilation, Some Old Bullshit. So here are the Beastie Boys. Open the talk to one Cookie Puss here on CITR Vancouver.
Damn bitch, hang up on me.
crumbs are making me itch. A cookie butt? Hey! A cookie butt? Maybe I should scratch. Okay, I said
my real name is. My real name is. My sister's name was.
Scratch.
My mother got to call us for dinner and she goes.
Cookie Puss there?
Who?
Cookie Puss. I want to speak to Cookie Puss, man.
No, nobody here by that name.
A Cookie Old Puss then. Cookie Chick. Anybody, man. I want to speak to them.
They're not here.
I said, yo, I house you. Where's Cookie Puss at? Yo, I'm serious. I want to talk to, yo, man. Cookie Puss. All right, let me order one then. Let me get one.
When you want it for?
Anytime, man. Just like now and shit, you know? The shit now. Fucking now, mate. Damn bitch, hang up. I'll kick your ass, bitch.
What? What?
Brooklyn!
alphabet has only 26 letters. With these 26 magic symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
This May in Discorder, sit down for a chat with local thrash punk sensations, New Sensei. Get well acquainted with Peace before their new album drops. Find out if Weed the Band is better than The Substance. And discover the response from members of Prestronaut on the controversy surrounding bands and crowdsourced funding. As always in Discorder, get your healthy dose of Venue News, Filmstrip, take a look at our beautiful calendar, browse the always-changing CITR program guide, tack up bits of Mark DeLong's art project on your bedroom walls, take in some reviews of music both recorded and live, and all the other goodies you know and love. Pick up your beautiful and free copy of Discorder at any Friends of CITR business, or if you've gone paperless, don't forget to check out Discorder at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Fade out work on my part there. Lost the Hello Brooklyn, co-opted by Jay-Z at this point as the Nets left New Jersey. I'm going to play next season some NBA basketball and hopefully not suck as bad. Hello Brooklyn indeed. So we started that Beastie Boys set off with Cookie Puss. Then we heard a weird shout out to Motorhead that highlighted the breakout time that was their debut album License to Ill. That was No Sleep Till Brooklyn, something I always usually shouted on the subway for late night in Manhattan as I headed home myself. And License Ill showcased the influence of producer Rick Rubin there. This is love of cheesiness of metal, along with sadly some misogyny at the time, kind of rubbed off on the Beastie Boys there. And of course, at this point, Kate Schellenbach had left in disgust as Rubin didn't treat her that well. So that left the core trio of Mike D, Ad Rock, and MCA. And managed to get some tours with Madonna and run an EMC as License to Ill went crazy. Now, the Beastie Boys actually formed after Yuck, MCA, met Michael Diamond, better known as Mike D, at a Bad Brains show in 1979. Mike D played drums in a band called the Young Aborigines, included guitarist John Barry, drummer Kate Schellenbach, and bassist Jeremy Chatton. The Awk would take over bass from Shat in the second half of rehearsals as the young Aborigines became Beastie Boys, mostly as a joke since the hardcore scene in New York was just getting started. Eventually, Barry left due to a bit drugs, and then Adam Horovitz, we know him as Ad Rock, became the new guitarist. His band, The Young and the Useless, opened up for the Beasties repeatedly, and he was a big fan. But yeah, despite their hardcore roots, the Beastie Boys became huge rap fans after hearing singles coming out of the Bronx when they were in high school. Ad Rock, Mike D, MCA, and Kate played around with cassettes. They sort of rapped over 12-inch recordings that they did. But yeah, once they had access to a studio, they came out with Cookie Puss and the rest of the Cookie Puss EP. That managed to sort of get them through to Def Jam. But around the time of their Def Jam years, the boys got sick of playing up their hard party persona and just wore them down. And after some arguments with Ruben of Def Jam over royalties, the boys moved to L.A. They unwound and caught wind of some insanely sampled music made by the Dust Brothers at some of the parties that they went to. So we actually heard from Paul's Boutique, which is what the Dust Brothers helped out with in 1989. We heard A Year and a Day, and that was part of the B-Boy Booyah Bass collage ending there. Shouting it to Hello Brooklyn. And yeah, fans at the time were bewildered. It did not do well at first, but brought serious attention to musicians of all types just because of the dense sampling and everything else. And it was around this time MCA had been the big partier of the group, but he started exploring spirituality, and eventually his searching led him to Buddhism. Included a trip to Tibet, where he became a major influence on his life. In the background, we hear some Tibetan monks chanting here. This is Shambhala off 1994's Ill Communication. But we're listening to two standout MCA tracks from 1992's Check Your Head, where Beastie Boys incorporate Sahara roots with their beats. So from Check Your Head, here's the Beastie Boys with Something's Gotta Give here on CITR Vancouver.
We'll be right back.
Check Your Head. Or Beastie Boys there. Well, mostly MCA there with Something's Got to Give. And then Stand Together there, which features the boys playing live. They're returning a bit of their hardcore roots. Mixing me up 70s funk, world music, jazz, and the other usual kitchen sink stuff. But yeah, we heard some Slivadiv by Backdoor there. Grady Tate's Be Black Baby, and then Kissing My Love by Coldfoot. And in the background, this is Bobo's on the corner from Incommunication, which is also home to this P and to Buddhism. It showed how keen MCA was on finding himself. And MCA wound up setting up the Milarepa Fund to help build awareness on Tibetan independence. And that helped sort of start multiple benefit concerts in the late 90s. However, the Milarepa Fund was originally set up for royalties from songs like Shambhala that we heard before and what we're about to hear, since the samples do include more Tibetan monks chanting. So from Ill Communication, this is MCA along with the rest of the Beastie Boys taking the Bodhisattva vow here on Exploding Head Movies.
I'm Water Crime Guide. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio fans, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
Time is running and passing and passing and running and passing. So you all better get right at this time, cause it might be no next time, y'all.
In the background, this is another instrumental from Ill Communication, referencing a rule that a chef friend of MCA's made about eating food. When two people are served, then you can eat. So this is Futterman's Rule, and we just heard off of 1998's Hello Nasty. That was I Don't Know. The Beastie Boys released a couple more albums after Hello Nasty, which were more tied to specific themes, whereby old-school rap and pure funk instrumentals got a full record shakedown. Originally, they were going to release an album called Hot Sauce Committee Part 1 in 2009, but that was the year that MCA, Adam Yauch, announced that he was fighting cancer around the throat. It caused the tour to be postponed and the album to be delayed to 2011, which became Part 2, Hot Sauce Committee. MCA was unwell enough to make it to the Beastie Boys' recent induction to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, leaving Ad Rock and Mike D to read the speech that he wrote for it. And yeah, MCA died this past Friday due to that cancer at the age of 47. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. I'm with you till 9 p.m. 101.9 FM here, 88.5 Shaw Cable, www.citr.ca. Originally, I was going to end the profile right here, but after speaking with a few more people, I'm like, you know what? You've definitely given sort of a profile to like what MCA was like, but when we have sort of like a week, so... Coming up, we'll have like another half hour or so of Beastie Boys. A bit more of like some of the upbeat things that we hear. But so we'll dig into some of like the B-sides and other stuff that way. One thing I noticed on the CITR Twitter feed is that there was a link to Mixmaster Mike, who we're actually going to hear a little bit of spinning from shortly. And he was found like an old Chappelle show, an unaired segment that they were on, but got yanked. Viacom was on the tip that way, so stay tuned. Exploding Head Movies. We got more Beastie Boys. R.I.P. MCA.
There are a lot of things you're not allowed to grow in your basement in Vancouver. Vegetables are not one of those things.
SPEC and the YWCA are excited to introduce the Urban Farmer Field School. The UFFS provides hands-on training in sustainable agriculture, small farm business planning, and community food action.
Class instructors are experts in urban agriculture, food systems, and plant mind control. The integrated curriculum is divided between classroom theory and practical learning.
For more information, please visit the interweb and search for Farmer Field School at spec.bc.ca.
Hi everyone, we're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Exploding Head Movies here. In the background, we have Mixmaster Mike here, the longest-lasting DJ with the Beastie Boys relied on. And this is one of the breaks they used on one of the tours. It was compiled onto the 2003 bootleg Beastie Boy breaks. This is the Green Street intro / Green Street beats. Samples a jazz combo I cannot identify. Maybe I'll get Gavin involved here once he comes in for the jazz show. There's a saxophone. There's an organ. There's a vibraphone. There's drums. But... believe it or not, I was actually thinking about using this as the theme song to Exploding Head Movies at one point, but maybe I'll try that out later. So yes, this is Exploding Head Movies. I'm Gak, and time for some of the best songs that Beastie Boys ever had. Yeah. This is the wake part for MCA. Adam Yauch. Originally I was going to do Rock Hard, but it was like a deleted single after AC/DC didn't let a sample go through. Woo! But, hey. Oh, we just let it go. 1985, Relief through Def Jam. Beastie Boys, Rock Hard.
Show. I'm Jimmy Sommer. There was a really great show last night down in downtown somewhere. The Beastie Boys played. They were great. Reagan Youth played. They were great. Bad Brains. Great, great, great. Great show. Anyway, we're going to hear something now from the Beastie Boys. This one's called Egg Raid on Mojo. They're one of New York's best.
best in men's clothing. Call Paul's Boutique at Sir Jenny's. The number is 718-498-1043. That's Paul's Boutique, and they're in Brooklyn.
Friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at CITR.ca.
It's not that promo again. It isn't. CITR's listeners should recognize this little number as the background for most of our CITR promos when you get your little card here from the station giving you discounts throughout the city. This is off Check Your Head. This is known as Groove Holmes. And how did that set go? Well, we start off with Rock Hard as not really promised, but as forced upon us. Then we actually went all the way back to 1981 there. I think that was off the Polywogs 2 EP, but at the very least, that was a live recording of Egg Raid on Mojo back in the hardcore days of the Beastie Boys. Then after the little tip about where to get fine fashion, that actually is from a radio commercial for the actual store, Paul's Boutique, back in the day. Remember to ask for Janice. Then we heard the album version of Hey Ladies. Features a dozen different samples there, just all thrown in there. Ballroom Blitz there by Sweet, Party Time by Curtis Blow, Holy Ghost by the Bar K's, a couple tracks by Cameo, some stuff from the P-Funk All-Stars, Cool in the Gang, the Commodores, Africa Bambaataa, Fab Fab Freddy. It just goes on. It is relentless. There's a whole series of places on the internet that have dissected to death all the samples that the Beastie Boys used, especially for Paul's Boutique. We're going to hop back into the 90s phase here, and this is actually a song that deals with someone's death, and this is something that's sort of written as a tribute towards that. So since we're all geared up for it, this is off of 1992's Check Your Head. This is the Beastie Boys coming up with Gratitude here on CITR Vancouver.
Oh, yes, indeed, it's fun time, fun time.
Listening to CITR Vancouver here, Exploding Heavies. I'm Gak. I think we got about 10 more minutes of Beastie Boys to play through, so all of a sudden I've been like throwing songs left, right, and crazy. Anyways, we started that set off with Gratitude off of Check Your Head, and then we heard Sure Shot, lead track to 1994's Ill Communication. Sort of a similar style to how Check Your Head was, but as the Beastie Boys said at the time, it's like, well, we didn't reinvent the wheel, we just rotated the tires there. In the background, this is off of 1998's Hello Nasty. This is a song for Junior. The important thing with Sure Shot is that it definitely shows MCA's about-face on his early misogyny, and he hoped that future recording artists and singers, rappers, all that would treat women with the respect that they deserve. So, if you compare it to some of the earlier songs we heard are from like Rock Hard, No Sleep Till Brooklyn, anything involving a wiffle bat there, no, at this point, MCA had corrected himself. Now, one thing I did want to mention as well, too, is MCA also was a director and producer. So half of the Beastie Boys' videography actually was directed by him, although under the alias of the Fantastic Swiss director. I was going to say eccentric, but that's sort of like really put on there. So Nathaniel Hornblower, although with the accents, it's probably Hornblower, whatever it was. And back in 2000... they actually came up with a Beastie Boys anthology that came out on the Criterion DVD label. And for a while there, I thought DVDs would be all like that, because any sort of music video they had, they came up with diverse angles and audio and video and stuff like that. And it was just perfect. So you get all the remixes sort of happening there. Maybe not perfectly timed and whatnot, but at the very least, it had their sort of ramshackle charm. And it included a lot of their sort of home videos as well, too, because they honestly just impersonated late-night TV all the time, like infomercials, chat shows similar to, like, the Between the Two Ferns and stuff like that. It was a fantastic thing, and you definitely should pick it up. Hopefully it's still in print, but I'm sure you could totally rent it out. One point, I was going to play Intergalactic here. I think I've ran out of time. So what I'm going to do, actually, is we're going to jump into some of their stuff from the 2000s here. And this is off their 2004 album, To the Five Boroughs, which itself was sort of like a tribute to New York in the spirit after the September 11th attacks. Also sort of like a put-down on George W. Bush. Remember him? Can you? Should you? But anyways, you're the Beastie Boys. The video for this was awesome because it sort of dealt with sort of like back in the day when TRL was sort of a big thing, Total Request Live. And it sort of dealt with what the Sasquatch did to help train them up. So here are the Beastie Boys. Triple Trouble here on Exploding Hill Movies, CITR, Vancouver.
Kicking lyrics right through your brain when you hear this saying, you'll be right as rain.
All right.
If you want to know the real deal about the three, we're going to take it with Triple Trouble, y'all. We're going to beat you up to speed.
Check it out.
Cause I'm a spatializer, rhyme reviser. Ain't selling out to advertisers. What you get is what you see.
Come on.
And you won't see me in the advertising.
See, I like to party, not drink Bacardi. Cause I'm not looking cheap, don't work for nobody. No, from a spiel, or really wouldn't deal. This is like having a delicious meal.
And we're moving the crowd, well, that's a
level strikes.
If you wanna know the real deal about the three,
we'll let us tell you we're triple trouble, y'all. We got to bring you up to speed.
Now check it out.
Here's one for the bleachers at the upper tier. Versatile, all temperature. If you wanna drink on Mr. Belvedere, run this rap game like a brigadier.
I got kicks on the 1, 7 and 11, snares on the 5 and 13. Rhyme for a diamond, that's the given. We're hot on the disco scene.
Check it, check it.
So down with the army, got to stop stingin'. Source of the problems at the origin. You got lyrics that have got me cringing. You're like a fish, why quit your damn engine?
If you wanna know the real deal about the three, well, let me tell you what, triple trouble, y'all. We're gonna bring you up to speed. So check it out.
Nature, goddamn, surround on the microphone.
I am
Ad Rock, aka Sharp Cheddar. My rhymes are better, huh? What the hell in the Troy is that? Did I hear you say my rhymes is whack? I'm beautiful, you can't touch me. If you pick a rose, well, you might just bleed.
We're originators, you can't feign ignorance or pass the blame. No fires coming out the brain. No beats to drive you insane. No moves to make your neck crane. No skills to make the vibes ingrained. No feet to leave you in flames. No style that you can't deflame.
See, I walk, I like Jabba the Hutt. The style so new, y'all be like, what? Turn the body out like a wolf before. With the skill at will that I know you want. On the hot day with the ice latte. Devious, I like Wile E. Coyote. Hot and tracty, maybe nutty.
Memorizing, tantalizing,
captivating,
and devastating.
If you wanna know
the real deal
about the three,
well, let me tell you, we're triple trouble, y'all. We're gonna bring you up to speed. Check it out.
Okay, thanks. You're muting it in there, John? Okay. Yep.
Yes. Off the grid.
So you said the tempo.
I feel naked, brother.
All right, so we started with Triple Trouble there from the Five Boroughs. Then we did something off of their instrumental album, The Mix-Up, from 2007 that was called B for My Name. In the background, this actually is from this as well, too, 14th Street Break. Then we heard from their last album, Hot Sauce Committee Part 2, tribute to the $6 million man himself, Lee Majors. Come again. Shoot, at some point I wanted to do multilateral nuclear disarmament, but hey, I guess I have some ammo for a future show at some point. And honestly, at one point, I want to take one Beastie Boys song and dig up all the samples for it and head that way. But we still have some stuff to deal with for on the soundtrack side of things, so stay tuned. We're going to look at John Schroeder up next here on Exploding Head Movies. But if you do like hip-hop, you're hippin' into hoppin', this show here on CITR covers your bases quite nicely.
The state of hip-hop right now, man, as far as the way I see it, I think right now hip-hop is advancing as far as skills. You got brothers, you know what I'm saying, getting, like, more witty.
There ain't nobody to be pretty for. Let it rattle, let the clatter kill him, let the cataclysm wash. Who really listens? Precision with a verse draws a crowd. Draw a line between an easy melody and peace of mind.
You got DJs doing all kind of crazy shit on the turntables. I like where it's going, and I like, you know what I'm saying, the creative process that brothers is trying to take it to right now.
Rally Rails and Brendan Butter in the place to be. Crimes and Treasons Radio, 101.9 FM, Vancouver. CITR.ca, every Tuesday, 9 till 11.
Dynamite!
Rest in peace, MCA. In the background, this is the John Schroeder Orchestra. This is the Virgin Soldiers March, which is originally written by Ray Davies of the Kinks for the 1969 film The Virgin Soldiers. Some places do cite Peter Greenwell as the composer, but looks like he was just the arranger here. From what I can tell, no actual score was released for The Virgin Soldiers, but I did find the song on the Easy Project 2 House of Lounge Core compilation. And John Schroeder is going to basically take us almost all the way to the end of the show here. He's one of the first arrangers to sort of work with easy listening music as we know it, whereby less intense versions of popular music. Something just to feed the BBC pretty much at the time Radio 1 before the pirate radio ships took over and it became pop music for pop people. Schroeder had his roots as an A&R assistant at Columbia Records in the UK to a master Norrie Paramore, and Schroeder actually helped find talent for Paramore, including Helen Shapiro, for whom Schroeder wrote a few songs, including hits like Walking Back to Happiness. Happiness. Walking Back to Happiness and Don't Treat Me Like a Child. So we're going to start this set off with a couple less than easy tracks. First off with a track from the In-Flight Entertainment series. This is going to be John Schroeder with Paramaribo here on CITR, Vancouver. track found most easily on the Ocean's 12 soundtrack, although if you do have the Soul Coaxing compilation, that track appears there. That was John Schroeder with Explosive Corrosive Joseph, picking up on the psych rock movement there. And before that, we heard Paramaribo. Of course, a little audio issues at that point. Someone accidentally kicked the mixer.
My bad.
Anyways, eventually Schroeder left Columbia Records there. He formed various record labels of his own. Some to house British acts that he'd find, but others then to release his numerous records. And at the time, Schroeder was considered inessential. You know, at this point, how much more of this sort of soft, easily listening music can you hand? But by the 90s, there was a strong revival in his more active, peppy numbers. Various retro nights popped up in around London, just showcasing his command of musical arrangements. This is one of them in background right now. This is a Schroeder's take on the theme from the film The Godfather. This is off his 1974 album, Gangster Movie Vibrations. Features multiple movie theme covers there, including these next two songs done by Isaac Hayes for the Shaft film series. This first one's off of Shaft's big score, and the second one's actually just off Shaft by itself. So this is John Schroeder with Blowing Your Mind here on CITR. Don't we do that all the time? Exploding head movies. Mind blowing. We'll be right back. originally from the original Shaft score. Double original there. That is John Schroeder in the background here with Cafe Reggio. Before that, another Isaac Hayes cover from another Shaft film, Blowin' Your Mind. And both appear on the gangster movie Vibrations compilation. Features a little Morricone, an artist I should definitely get back into profiling at some point. And that's some other great obscure film music or something appropriate at the time. For some while, Schroeder actually retired from music and moved somewhere into Canada. In 2009, though, he went back to England, a place called Surrey there, just southwest London. Wrote an autobiography of his time in the swinging 60s London music scene. And then last year, he wrote a novel about cats. Yes, actual cats. So, yeah, music's been well off his mind for some time there. So that's going to be it for the expanding mental sequence here. If I'm blowing your mind, yes. Well, Exploding Head Movies is perfect for that. So, yeah, Monday, May 7th here. Rest in peace, MCA. Coming up at 9, it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. Now, for those of you who stay tuned at midnight, normally Canada Post Rock comes on, but John Pantherbone is on hiatus. So we're going to take some overnight programming and lead us to 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, Pacific picking. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via www.citr.ca. You can also search iTunes just for look for Exploding Head Movies there. Should be one of the top results. Not too much in the way of other Exploding Head Movies type podcasts there. Otherwise, just search Facebook for it too. There's been some tweeting back and forth with the people who run the CITR Twitter as well too, but I'm 100-er on that. Google Plus is just starting up right now, so just look for Exploding Head Movies that way. And I'm just trying to get Tumblr started up and running here, but the template I picked, apparently it's not compatible, the music player, with the new HTML code. Makes a lot of sense to me, but as always, you can always email me at radiofreegack@gmail.com. Next week, nothing heavily planned so far. I got a wedding to go to, so maybe it just might be sort of longer songs that you don't get to hear that often, but we're going to close off with one last Beastie Boys track here. This is something that's a farewell used in Buddhist culture, so from Check Your Head, this is Namaste. So MCA, sweet as a wheel, my son, through the harbor, straight you'll go. Take care, Vancouver.
are listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial, 88.5 if you're on Shaw Cable, and if you're on your computer, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, coming right up.
Do-ba-dee-oo, do-ba-dee-oo, do-wee, ba-do-ba-dee-oo.